This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We did a story last week, the news peg of which was that the ride-sharing company Lyft had filed to go public, and in so doing, ahead of much bigger rival Uber, hoped to get the IPO upper hand. Yeah, well, not so fast. Lyft. Uber filed its own papers Friday afternoon. Rumor has it that investors are going to be able to buy into both companies as early as March. But what exactly is the prize that awaits the first to the IPO finish line? Marketplace's Jed Kim has that one.
This IPO race is interesting because it's one of those rare cases of a flag being planted on a brand new industry, ride-hailing apps. You might even call it an initial public offering. Did I just make that up?
I actually haven't heard that.
Matt Kennedy is an IPO market strategist at Renaissance Capital. He says being the first company to an IPO lets them build up a lot of buzz, which could play well with some people looking to invest in ride-sharing.
They'll buy whichever one comes first. But I also don't want to overstate its importance. Regardless of which one comes first or second, I think both are going to get a huge amount of interest.
He says what's potentially more significant is the ability to set the valuation for the companies.
If you've got a certain target in mind that you think you can get, maybe the first one can get it and the second one will just be at the whim of the market.
The valuation will depend on the companies themselves, which are actually pretty different despite always being lumped together as ride-hailing apps. Uber is more of a mobility company. It's going to sell investors on its popular Uber Eats business and on offshoots into scooters and bikes, not just in the U.S., but globally. Lyft has some of those things, but it's more focused on growing its taxi-hailing business in the U.S. Jay Ritter teaches corporate finance at the University of Florida. He says the hullabaloo over who's first to an IPO goes away eventually.
In the long run, what matters is, does the company execute its business model?
Ritter says for these companies so far, they've focused on signing up loyal users. And that's been right in line with the demands from early investors.
Both Lyft and Uber are fighting for market share, and they've been focusing on growth rather than short-term profits.
But a lot of potential investors are going to want to see that the companies will actually turn a profit soon. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.